Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Spelling plus baking equals winning. On East Coast Radio, it's Live Kids Standing with Sasko. Taste the care. T's and C's apply.
Yep, this is where we take the brightest grade 4 learners in KZN to see which one of them can spell the bestest. Each day, we'll have one winner with a weekly semi-finalist who will go on to share in the grand prize finale, prizes worth 100,000 Rand. Tomorrow is the last day you can compete for a spot in the semi-final, which happens on Friday.
Mm-hmm. So before we get started, let's get the house rules out of the way.
Yes.
A big shout out to Clifton School because they provide the words that we are using. First rule, the first answer will count. So whatever you say when you're spelling, the first thing coming out of your mouth is, yeah, the one that will count. All the other T's and C's online, isia.tia.za. And Her Majesty, Lady, Kerry Miller is the decision maker.
Overlord Kerry Miller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the,
I just follow the rules.
All the rules, Kerry Miller. Judge's decision is final.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And we have three very excited learners that are waiting on the line to meet us this morning from Daily Independent. We've got Arav Rumpathav, we've got from Cowan House, Londa Duma, and from Montclair Senior Primary School, Siyabonga Kanile. Let's meet our contestants.
Hello, East Coast Radio. My name is Arav Rumpathav, and I would like to enter the Last Kid Standing competition. They say dynamite comes in small packages. Well, they must be talking about me. I am currently in grade 4 at Daly Independent School in Vietnam. I am ready. Are you?
I'm Londa Duma from Cowan House, and I'd like to get into the competition because I am an awesome speller.
My name is Siyabonga Kanyil. I'm in grade 4 in Montclair Senior Primary School. I'm 9 years old. I want to enter this competition because I want to go live on East Coast Radio. I want to win the family vacation because I want to win for my siblings and parents.
Good morning, Arav, Londa, and Siyabonga. We start with an easy round. The difficulty of the words increases with each round that we progress to. According to alphabetical order, correct me if I'm wrong, Arav is first. Let's play.
Let's play round one.
Arav, your first word means a place or a position. Your word is where?
W-H-E-R-E.
That is correct. Londa, your first word means a piece of ground at home in which grass or flowers and shrubs grow. Your word is garden.
G-A-R-D-E-N.
That is correct. Siyabonga. Move from one place to another. Travel. Your word is went.
Went.
Mm-hmm.
W-E-N-T. Went.
Siyabonga, just spell that word for me one more time. Went.
W-E-N-T. Went.
I think you're saying W, but it sounds like you're saying W-U-U.
I am going to take a W because it sounds like you're saying
W-U.
He's not saying W-U-E-N-T.
Okay. Okay.
Is everyone okay with the fact that I'm saying that's fine?
You're the judge. You're the judge.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
All right, making it through to round two of Last Kid Standing. Arav, Londa, and Siyabonga. Your word, or your next word, means very pleasing or delightful. Your word is divine.
D-I-V-I-N-E.
That is correct. Londa, your word means hit by accident when moving. Your word is collide.
C-O-L-I-D-E.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Londa, you were so close. We were just missing one L. The correct spelling of the word collide is C-O-L-L-I-D-E.
All right, Siyabonga, your next word means to show or prove to be right or reasonable. Your word is justify.
Justify. J-U-S-T-I-F-Y. Justify.
Siyabonga. Let me just check with Kerry Miller, you know, she's got a look on her face. Hold on.
I don't want to do this.
That's the break the kid's heart face again. Oh,
Kerry Miller. No, because I totally understand what just happened to Siyabonga. He is spelt justify correctly.
But I get my G's and J's mixed up as well.
I know. And he said the letter G to start and then corrected to J.
Yeah.
You say it. I can't do it. Come on, bro.
Okay, I'll do it.
You do it, Darla.
Siyabonga, I'm sorry to say that is incorrect. Only because we have to take your first answer. There was no timer here. You could have taken your time and not get your G's and J's. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, that's Siyabonga, how you did spell it right, but you said the G first. So we have to take that as your first answer. This is a rubbish.
Which means...
I want out. I want out of this.
Going through to the semi-final, the last semi-final this Friday with Darren Carey and Sky live from East Coast Radio House. Arav Rampata from Daily Independent.
Well done, Arav. Alive. Yeah.
Well done, Arav.
Alive.
Where's Arav?
Arav,
hello.
Hi.
Hey, Arav, well done. You are today's winner.
Yes,
you are. How does it feel to be a champion?
It feels great.
I'm sure it does. Are you ready to do it again on Friday?
Yes.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.